Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From KMOX Sports.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a high fly ball.
This could be trouble. It's at the wall.
And it's a gunner!
Welcome to Sports on a Sunday Morning.
Oh, yeah!
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Welcome to the show. Tom Ackerman with you. That's what we're here for, is to distract you from the things that happen out in the quote-unquote real world. We've had some very tough things happening this year, that's for sure. And our little show here is to just to make you smile and make you laugh a little bit. And Cardinals fans never gets old sweeping at Wrigley Field. And that's exactly what they did last night. Swept the doubleheader, Brian Kelly.
Very, very nice. I was kind of disappointed, though, they didn't wear their home uniforms for the second game.
So
they were the home. I mean, come on. You know, we're going to carry this out. Let's carry it out. But no, that was awesome. Awesome. Especially bouncing back after the tough performance the night before when Darvish was just amazing.
Yes, absolutely. And
is it Darvish?
Darvish. Yeah, you Darvish. Waino is Waino's really something. And Mike Schilt, the Cardinals manager, is coming up in 8 minutes, and we'll talk to him about everything that happened last night and that is to happen tonight. They play Sunday night or tonight, 6:08, right here on KMOX against the Cubs. Dakota Hudson against John Lester. It was supposed to be KK's start, but KK had to go to the ER for a kidney ailment, and we'll hear more about that from Mike Schilt and John Mozeliak on the way. John Mozeliak with us at 11:30. Dan Dierdorf at 11:05 today. The Hall of Famer joined me in the garage happy hour. We could have gone, you know, an hour and a half. We went about 40 minutes. We won't play all of it for you here, but it's just fun to hear his voice. You know, when I that's one of the first things I said to him, too, is just to hear your voice brings us back to what we're supposed to be doing this time of year, watching football, hanging out with friends, Labor Day weekend.
And he should still be, he's doing Michigan football still, right?
He is, and he was really down about that. You know, yesterday was would have been Michigan's opener, and he's the radio analyst for Michigan, has been since 2014, and he was a little bummed out, but then we started laughing and telling some stories, and his mood perked up very quickly. Yeah, so it's good to talk to Dan Dierdorf. And speaking of Hall of Famers, St. Louis Media Hall of Famer, Radio Hall of Famer, Ron Jacober is going to drop in for a visit today at 11:45.
One of the great guys. I was so honored to work with him closely here on Total Information AM on Sunday mornings, and went to Ireland with him and Lois, and that was a trip I'll never forget. And so it's going to be great to hear Ron again.
He's a good man. We Ron Jacober on the way. The Kentucky Derby did not go tis the law's way. It was authentic winning it. I thought it was a great Derby. I did bet on it. I had New York traffic was my horse. And so I had 15, 17, 18, James. I had a trifecta of New York traffic in any order, too. New York traffic, tis the law, and authentic. So at about the three-quarter mark, that's what was happening. 15, 17, 18 were running together.
Yeah, Tom was calling, getting ready to call in and say, I won't be into work.
I got
tomorrow.
A little excited.
Yeah.
I got a little excited, and then 15 just dropped off, and New York traffic just dropped off. The 17 and 18 ended up finishing together, 18, 17 in that order. It was strange to see no fans at Churchill Downs for sure, but once they got to racing, I got excited about it. And I thought about this yesterday. Because, you know, sports are about, as much for me, the I don't know about you, Brian, but as much about the competition itself, it's the anticipation leading up to the event. That's what I like, and that's what I felt yesterday. And I was down that there was no college football. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. The Kentucky Derby's today. And suddenly I'm like, you know, I'm going to start looking over the horses here and pour myself a cocktail. That's what I'm going to do. And it's that's the exciting part about sports for me, and that's what we miss a lot, getting that back.
Yeah, for sure. And then the competition itself, I watched the race. I actually got out my headphones because I thought, I bet you could really hear some, you know, neat sounds while you're without the big crowd there. Boy, the thundering of those horses coming around the turn was awesome. And it was a beautiful sight. I mean, the colors, it's such a beautiful event. Have you ever been to Churchill Downs?
I have been to the Kentucky Derby. Yeah, I have indeed. Yeah. Yep. I did not do the fancy, like, wear a seersucker and and everyone wears hats and all that stuff. I actually, as a college I believe this was my senior year, or maybe I had just graduated. I went to Indiana University. Louisville's only an hour and a half, maybe. And we went and partied in the infield. And I got to tell you, it's insane.
I bet it is.
Yeah. Absolutely insane. So it was great. Yeah. And had a great time. It's an incredible sight. And so when I grew up, when I was a kid, my grandma, Doris Witten, she grew up in the like Kentucky, Ohio border, basically. And so when I was growing up, we would go to her house a lot of the time. She lived in Salem, Illinois, and we would watch the Derby at her house, and she would make mint juleps for all the adults, and the kids would be there. And that was how I grew up. So we grew up, the Kentucky Derby was a big deal in our family. And so I still, every Derby day, and yesterday was different because it's not May, but it still felt good to have those feelings back again.
We toured there in June a couple of years ago, and it wasn't even a race day, but just being there and walking down that tunnel that the horses come out, it's just awesome. If you ever get a chance to go, whether it's a race day or not, I highly recommend it. We were supposed to go this year, and we would have gone to some races, but because of COVID, our family reunion was canceled, but we will be doing that at some point.
That's
neat,
good.
Neat place. Yeah.
That's very good. Fairmount Park was closed yesterday. It's closed to spectators. Mm-hmm. That's usually where I physically bet on the Derby. Mm-hmm. So I went to their off-track betting facility, their OTB facility in Sauget.
Cool.
And they did a really good job there. It was, you had a line, you distance yourself in line, wear a mask, one in, one out. Well, not really, but, they would let only a certain amount of people in. There was maybe 10, 12 people in there at a time. Distanced, in line, make your bet, wear your mask, out you go. And so I felt good about that. I just want a tip of the cap to Fairmount Park. They really do a nice job with that OTB facility. They actually have one in Alton. They have one in Springfield, too. So that's good. And, all is well. All is well. Derby Day just put me in a good mood.
Good deal. How about one of my favorite things about this weekend is we have St. Louis and is going to win a Stanley Cup.
Very good. Yeah. I love Pat Maroon. I really, really do. And the New York Islanders, good for them. Yeah. I'm very excited about them.
Mayfield had a beautiful goal last night.
27 years since they've been in the finals, but I'm pulling for Patty, man. Yeah. I'm excited for the Lightning, and that's who I want. And I'm kind of bummed that Vancouver got knocked out. Dallas or Vegas don't really do it for me. I root for fan bases that haven't won that have been frustrated for a long time. Mm-hmm. Dallas and Vegas. Yeah, I mean Vegas is too new. Dallas has won.
Yeah,
I was pulling for Vancouver not just because they beat the Blues, but that's kind of what I wanted. Yeah. Over in the East, I can do that. I mean the Islanders fans are hungry for sure, and I totally get that. I'm just going to pull for Patty on this one.
Well, all that the Islanders have been through, that move to Brooklyn, which was a disaster, and now they're getting their new arena, which is awesome, and they can actually, have a nice home to play in, to call their own. That's awesome. And so I know, and I love Tampa. We go to games there quite a bit, and the fan base there is awesome. It's a great place to go to a game, great hockey town. So, that's a kind of a coin flip for me on that one. In Vegas, I'll pull for them because Stastny, I'd like to see him get a cup.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. We have St. Louis guys all over the place. I love it. What a hockey town we are.
Heartland of hockey.
Good show here, BK. We have Mike Schilt right around the corner. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Cardinals manager is next on KMOX.
The following is a special presentation of sports on a Sunday morning.
Welcome to the Mike Schilt Show on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
Welcome back. Tom Ackerman with you. And joining us is the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. And they did something last night that Cardinals fans absolutely love. They swept a doubleheader at Wrigley Field. How are you, Mike Schilt? Good to talk to you.
Hey, Tom. Good morning. Good to talk to you as well, sir.
Yes, sir. 6:08 is the game tonight on KMOX. A little Sunday night baseball for the Cardinals on KMOX as they take on the Cubs. Hudson against Lester. Good pitching matchup there. And what a pitching matchup, pitching performance yesterday by Adam Wainwright. He does it again. You know, when you and I talked a week ago here on this show, it was the day of Waino pitching on his birthday. He came through with an unbelievable performance. And yesterday should not be overlooked whatsoever. You had a bullpen game in game two, and Waino takes that ball and goes six. That was solid.
Super solid. Yeah, I mean,
six
last
and a third.
Sunday, you know, one of those special days. And for Waino, of course, Yachty was with him in his 2000th game, Waino's 39th birthday. Set a fourth all-time in game started, just, you know, complete game after a couple doubleheaders, 12-inning game the day before, only getting two outs out of our starter on the Friday night, you know, 15 and a third innings going into the game on Sunday. And basically said, jump on my back, boys. I'm not only going to eat the innings, but I'm going to eat them well. And, you know, complete game gave us got us a win. And then yesterday, similar deal. You know, didn't get as much work out of our bullpen. You know, KK's having some issues and going on the IL, so we had a bullpen game two. And he said, all right, here we go. And got a six and a third and in a seven-inning game that was really big. Pitched well.
What a performance again. He's 4-0 now with a 2.68 ERA. He goes 6 1/3, two runs allowed on six hits. Hap got him for a home run right away. Hap's a good player. And then he just is able to dial it in. He has one walk and six strikeouts. Going back to that other performance on Sunday, when he goes the distance, 122 pitches, so you were just talking about that. So you had, as we were doing the show, you had that on your phone last week, that text from Waino, and he started telling teammates, get on my back and don't worry about it. What does that do for a clubhouse? And he's done this now. Maybe not that specifically, but he's been such a leader for them. How does he lift his teammates, Mike Schilt?
He's got a strong will, strong mindset, a real dedication to the team, and a mental toughness and a physical talent that's elite. And that's what you get. Yeah, I got a text right after the game, you know, 12 innings. And like I said, a lot of, you know, bullpen was great. Bullpen was great the day before, gave us a chance. And, you know, had a tough one the day before, that 12-inning contest on Saturday. And, again, I checked my phone, and he said, I got you. You know, don't even ask. I'm going to get – I got the ball, and I'm going to take care of business. And he had told Brian Eversgert, our bullpen coach, the day before, he said, Gertie, I got at least 120 in me tomorrow. And he told Mad Dog same thing. Mike Maddox, our pitching coach, he said, 120 is a minimum. And you know, he got it done in 122, and you hit on something in the beginning of that setup question was no walks. Through strikes. He's efficient. You know, allowed him to do it, go deep in games, no walks in the game last Sunday and one walk yesterday. Big difference in how he was able to go deep and be efficient.
He keeps himself so fit during the offseason, and this year, as important as any, you had to trust that your players were doing their thing at home. He was posting recently videos of him standing out in the street and throwing like 160, I think, something like that, into a net, strike after strike. And then, you know, game off when the cars would come. He loves the game so much, and that's the thing. You know, in our business, in this business, in radio, you really do have to love what you do. It's hard work, but you have to love what you do each and every day. And in baseball, Mike, it's the same thing. You can work, and you can talk about will, and you can talk about strength and pushing forward, but you really have to love it, don't you? You have to truly love, and that's where it all starts.
Yeah, the passion is always something. I think that's one of the most important things that people – you know, I was blessed to have early on, and to specific to Waino, Yachty are tremendous examples of it. They love the game. They're just passionate about it. And when you love what you do, you work, working hard comes easier at it. The dedication comes easier at it. The will comes easier at it. The studying of the craft, you know, it's not, there's nothing, no work about it. You just enjoy it. And, you know, therefore you just continue to pick up on things, continue to have that hunger, to take that next step. Continual improvement is what you seek, and it's just impressive that these guys have been able to do that as long as they have, with still that hunger and passion.
Waino and Yachty made their 270th start together. 270 starts. That, if you're curious, is almost into the top five in baseball history. They are now tied for sixth all-time in baseball history. Their next start together will put them in sixth by themselves. That's incredible for sure. Cardinals manager Mike Schilt is with us. His throwing partner in the offseason, that second offseason that you had, was KK. And Kwangyoung Kim was supposed to start today, right? But he went to the ER. What can you tell us about him? How is he feeling after what appears to be a kidney ailment, Mike?
Yeah, the good news is he's feeling much better. Pain has been managed. He's feeling back to somewhat normal again. Clearly, he's got some hurdles to jump over before he gets on the mound. I was awoken yesterday morning. He was awoken in pretty severe pain in his right abdomen. And initially, we thought maybe it was appendicitis, and then got him to the ER and got it checked out. That was ruled out, but he did have some clotting issues in his kidney, which is obviously nothing to take lightly. Stayed in the hospital, got in the room, stayed there overnight. Two nights ago, was able to get checked out yesterday, mid-afternoon. And basically, he's going to, some of it medically, I can't, speak overly intelligently to, but effectively he's got some medication that's fairly strong that we have to make sure we monitor, that he's going to eventually be okay. It sounds like everybody's comfortable, confident about that. He can start playing catch again, but he's really going to be a little compromised in what he can do physically for a little bit. But if he can keep his arm going and he can continue to feel positive and healthy, which is the initial response has been positive for what he's been able to do to the medication, and hopefully he can get back and pitch. But more importantly, just making sure he's okay physically, just from an overall health standpoint.
I certainly care about him a lot and hope that everything is okay with Kwangyoung Kim, who's had a very good season. So he was supposed to pitch today. Dakota Hudson was supposed to pitch game two of the doubleheader last night, but Dak will pitch tonight for you at Wrigley Field. So you went with a bullpen start last night, and Austin Gomber just steps up. Five strikeouts for him and 2 2/3 scoreless. What a nice job he did, followed by a number of them. Helsley, Cabrera, Gant, and Miller all contributing in a 5-1 win, Mike.
Yeah, definitely team win. Gomber set the tone, went out, got after it, bulldog mentality, and stuff to match it. Stuff's good, coming out good. Also done a nice job for us in different roles in the past and as well this year. Pitched well. So he handed off to Helsley, comes in a little bit of a with some traffic and gets out of it and gets into the next inning. Then Helsley comes in, or Cabrera, and Helsley's stuff was really good. Cabrera's stuff was electric. A little trouble harnessing it, got us a couple outs. And then Johnny Gant came through, similar to Helsley, same spot. Came in, big situation, got Baez. And then got into the next inning, got a clean one there. And Andrew Miller looked good in his return for a 1-2-3. Got ahead of counts, seventh, to bring it home.
I got to think that's a pretty big deal, too, that Andrew Miller, who had missed some time now, he missed, 10 days because of a shoulder that he had to rest, and it had been really sore. That's a very nice sign. We'll see how he's feeling after pitching, but that's very good.
Yeah, it's good to have Andrew back. Clearly, we've, we have some, all hands are on deck. So having Andrew back is important. And he threw well. And, like you, to your point, we hope he recovers well and continues to move forward.
The Cardinals, we talked last week, and we'll take a break and talk about this. But last week, we talked about the offense and what does it take to get the offense going? Well, since after that, they went 7 runs scored on Sunday, 7 runs scored on Monday, and they more than doubled that total on Tuesday. We'll get into that with Mike Schilt. The Cardinals manager is with us. It's the Mike Schilt Show on KMOX. Cardinals sweep the doubleheader. They win the first one 4-2, the second one 5-1. They're 2.5 out in the NL Central, trailing the Cubs. And they have them tonight right here on KMOX. Back after this.
Now, back to the Mike Schilt Show on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
We are back on the show. The Cardinals manager is with us, Mike Schilt. I'm Tom Ackerman, and the Cardinals play tonight at 6:08 against the Cubs. The Cardinals scored 7 runs on Sunday, the game that we talked about last segment. Adam Wainwright's complete game victory, 7-2 over the Cleveland Indians. Then they went to Cincinnati, and they did not let up. The Cardinals in the fourth, it's bases loaded for Paulie D.
Payoff pitch coming to the Cardinals shortstop. There go the runners. The 3-2 pitch is hit hard to center field. Backing up the center fielder to the wall. Gone! Big fly, Paul DeJong. He hits a slammer. And the Cardinals break it open here in the fourth inning.
Ricky Horton with the call right here. Cardinals won that game by the final of 7-5. And Mike Schilt, that was the first grand slam of Paul DeJong's career. How about that?
Yeah, big swing by Paulie, a lot of good at-bats during the course of that game, the other games you mentioned. And, you know, Paulie's put a nice, good swing on a ball, had a really good at-bat, you know, fouled off some tough pitches and got one he can handle and didn't miss it.
And then the Cardinals go absolutely nuts on Tuesday. In the first inning, Brad Miller with a 2-run double. We'll talk about him in just a little bit. It's 2-0 Cardinals. Later, Dex.
Gray looking in for the sign. The bases are loaded. Fowler swings, and he drives this one into right center field. That's a base hit. It's played by Castellano. The throw coming into the plate, and the Cardinals pick up 2 more, scoring Goldschmidt and Brad Miller on the hit by Dexter Fowler. It's 4-0 in the first inning for the Cardinals at Great American Ballpark.
And then Colton Wong would drive in a couple more with a hit, and suddenly it's 6-0 Cardinals as they are rolling against the Cincinnati Reds. And KK had to keep himself warm, didn't he, after that offensive explosion. What a start for the Cardinals on that Tuesday, Mike.
Yeah, great start. You know, really great approach. Saw the ball really well, like we've been doing, getting balls in the zone, putting good swings. You know, a lot of, you know, big hits, had good at-bats that whole inning. You know, Colton being able to get those two in to make it 6-0, get Gray out of the game, set the tone for that game. And then KK, you mentioned, you know, it was a long inning. And, you know, when you're the visiting pitcher, you already have to wait a little bit more anyway when you come in. You need to come in, you know, after the starter on the road anyway for the other team. But, yeah, he did a good job. He's keeping his legs loose. And then, you know, feel like he had to probably get hot again. But, you know, went out and pitched really well, get through 5.
He did, and the Cardinals just kept putting the runs on. Miller earlier with a 2-run homer in the second to make it 8-0. He's up there again in the 8th inning.
That is a high drive down the right field line, hooking, and it is off the pole. It's a big fly. It's fair. Home run, Brad Miller, his second home run of the game, a 2-run shot. And he now has 7 RBIs in this game.
Wow, and the Cardinals win the game 16-2. That was on September 1st, and Brad Miller opened up September and just kept on hitting. He opened up the next game with a home run in the second inning, and the Cardinals just kept on going. Brad Miller wasn't the only one. But to focus on Brad for a moment, Mike, you know, last year with the Phillies, we said it when the Cardinals acquired him, he had a monster September. I think he was third most in the National League with 8 home runs, pacing the Phillies. So you knew you had that slugger in him, didn't you?
Yeah, this guy's been a solid bat in both leagues, really, for you know, going on 6 years now, and just a real professional hitter and also real pro in the clubhouse as well. Just a great guy that's been a good addition on and off the field for us.
It was a huge win, 16-2. You get those runs, and we talked about offense. You got to be patient and have to work through it, and we did that last week discussing offense. Now, you're going to have your ups and downs in this game, and in the next game at Cincinnati on that Wednesday, you had first and second, nobody out in the 9th. Yachty moved the runners over, and then Tyler and Lane just couldn't get the job done against a very good pitcher in Iglesias, Mike.
Yeah, I think sometimes you tip your hat. Iglesias is tough, and O'Neill lays the double off him the day before, and, you know, both those guys went there with a good plan, and, you know, some days it doesn't work out, but, you know, that's the game, and you appreciate the continual preparation, the dedication these guys are doing, and you also appreciate the way that they've continued to you know, they've had some big hits over the last couple of days for us, Lane and O'Neill.
Yes, indeed. And the Cardinals, who lost that game on a Votto walk-off, lost the next one after a day off to Yu Darvish and the Cubs. Final was 4-1 there. But the Cards, as we mentioned, come alive on Saturday and sweep the doubleheader. And we've talked about a number of these young players that you have that you still believe have lots of promise. And here is the aforementioned Tyler O'Neill.
On the stretch, here's the pitch, and there's a swing and a high fly ball. That's hit to deep right field. It might go. It's a goner. An opposite field home run for Tyler O'Neill. His first home run since the 15th of August. And O'Neill hits his fourth of the year, 3-0 Cardinals in the second.
Look out if he gets hot. And Miller drove in a run in that game. Bader had an RBI sac fly. And the Cardinals go on to win. DeYoung had a home run earlier in the game. Cardinals won that second game of the doubleheader 5-1. But nice to see Tyler go. Going back to Dexter Fowler. So he is going to be out for a little while here, Mike. We're not really sure how long. But because of a stomach ailment, the medication that he was taking really hurt his immunity, let's say. His immune system could have been compromised a bit, so keeping him away from any COVID-19 situation was the best thing for him.
By far, yeah. Dex has been dealing with this and has been really he's been tough, man. He's been really battling this for some period of time, and he's resisted trying to change the medication to where he's on now because of the compromising of the immune system, what it does to your system. It's just a stronger medication that he's fought like heck to avoid, but things just weren't getting better for him. He was in some discomfort. He wasn't able to, eat like he wanted to. So his strength was compromised, and just applaud how long he competed and how dedicated he was to staying with us and seeing if it could get it to turn around by other means. And, you know, went through probably about a month, really, where he just tried to figure it out and dealt with it. And then it just got to a point where, he had to do something different, and that compromised his ability to stay with us. And hopefully, you know, we'll see what that timeline looks like. We don't want to put a stamp on it, but it's not going to be anytime very, very soon, but hopeful for the potentially end of the season. More important is make sure Dex is okay.
Yeah. Meantime, moving your outfield around, you had in game two last night in left field O'Neill, in center field Bader, in right field Lane Thomas. Really nice to have him back, I'm certain. And in the game before that, game one last night, how did your outfield look? Carlson in left, Bader played some center field, but you also had Lane Thomas starting in center field. So again, the ability to play multiple positions helps you. And speaking of that, Tommy Edman was in right field. So you've got some pieces to mix and match, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. We talked about this a lot. I mean, you know, it's no shortage of which is great. You know, people want the opportunities as far as, you know, but there's a lot of guys that are capable, is to your point. And, you know, unfortunately, Dex left, who did a really good job on the field as well. I failed to mention that. Dex is having a really good season for us. Offensively, defensively, he's always a positive presence in the clubhouse with the group and just a good teammate. But, you know, that creates more opportunities for other guys, and there's still opportunities. There's a lot of guys that have ability that still are trying to cut their teeth to find their way in the everyday lineup and create some opportunities to be able to do that.
That's right. And so, you know, the mental toughness that's needed in this type of a season is incredibly important. Whoever walks away with the World Championship this year will certainly have that. I thought about the positive tests that you went through, the injuries we just talked about, and some of the things that pop up, KK and Dex and everybody else. And I was chatting with my daughter last night. We went to go get some ice cream, and we were listening to the end of game one. And she said, "Dad, do you think the Cardinals can win the World Series?" And I said, "I do think they can." I said, you know, are they the best team in baseball? It would be unfair to say. There are a lot of good teams in baseball. So we just don't know right now. I said, but I'm telling you, they might be the toughest. And sometimes that is what it takes to win this thing. I mean, you're on a day-to-day basis, you just have to tough this out, don't you, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you know, I agree with everything you just said, but really, candidly, we're just in a stay present process because, you know, we're in still a very unique situation and uncharted and never, you know, nothing that's ever taken place. And the way that the group's dealing with it is just to continue to, you know, look down and they're ready to compete and stay mentally, physically ready. But just really just try to take care of, stay present and do what we can today to compete and give ourselves our best chance.
Happy birthday, by the way, to Jordan Hicks. It's his 24th birthday today. How's he coming along? What have you heard about your closer, former closer, Jordan Hicks, who's recovering?
Yeah, just not a ton. I mean, which is kind of good news. Jordan seems like he's doing well. And when I say not a ton, it's because he's on a good trajectory and recovering well. And, you know, everything seems to be moving in a positive direction with Jordan. So nothing outside the ordinary, which is great.
That's good to hear. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and this is the anniversary of something that happened in baseball history that is very close to Mike Shildt, a player that he certainly adores, that's for sure. Wears number 8, I'll tell you that much. The second thing is that we are going to get to our memorable play of the week, sponsored by Dolan Memory Care Homes, in the next segment. I kind of have an idea what that is, but I'll let Mike think about it, and he'll let us know what his memorable play of the week is. That's next. It's the Mike Shildt Show on KMOX at 10:44. A lot of good stuff next hour, too. We'll let you know what's coming here on Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX.
Now, back to the Mike Shildt Show on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
Welcome back to the show. We have Cardinals manager Mike Shildt for one more segment. We appreciate it very much as he gets ready for tonight's game against the Cubs at 6:08. Mike and the Cardinals swept the Cubs last night with a pair of victories to pull them to within 2.5 of Chicago in the National League Central. Mike, on this date in 1995, exactly 25 years ago, September 6, 1995, Cal Ripken broke Lou Gehrig's Major League record for consecutive games played. 2,131 consecutive starts. A milestone that at the time and before and then and after considered will never be touched. He is a Hall of Famer. He recently battled prostate cancer. He recently celebrated his 60th birthday, and I know that he means a lot to you, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, Cal, that record, you can say, well, it won't be touched. I mean, you know, never say never, but I don't see it happening. I don't think anybody's within, you know, 1,900 games of it.
Right.
And I don't know that, but yeah, what a example for just that durability, that dedication to your craft. We talked about earlier with Waino and Yachty and the passion for the game, and Cal clearly had loves the game still, I would imagine, and just a great ambassador for the game and a great example of showing up and doing your work and doing it well for a long time.
2,632 games ultimately is where that streak reached. That's the number, 2,632 for the Ironman, Cal Ripken Jr. I remember where I was. I was in college at Indiana University in my room, and a bunch of us gathered around a little TV, and we watched ESPN. And to this day, it's still one of the network's top-rated games ever. And I remember thinking at the time, you know, baseball's back. And because we went through a very difficult 1994, and with 95, that being the year, and I know that 98, the home run race, gets a lot of credit for bringing baseball back, but I really felt like that moment, my feelings as a baseball fan were back to 100%.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question it brought the game back. It's just everything that's right about the game, that streak. And it was just, you know, real magic, that whole game and the ceremony and him going around the stadium. And it's just what's really good about the game of baseball.
Yep, he took a lap around the stadium, and what a moment. 25 years ago today, Cal Ripken Jr. breaking Lou Gehrig's amazing record, and 2,131. It's now 2,632. Mike, a player on your team, you have a lot of players like that. You mentioned Waino and Yachty. You know, a player that I think of all the time that is just a classic, that years from now, he'll be appreciated even more than he is today for showing up and doing the work and getting the job done, and that's Paul Goldschmidt. What a player he is, and what a season he's having. And he's hitting .323. I don't know what's to come for him in terms of individual awards, but a batting title is not out of the question the way that he's playing. He is having some year.
Yeah, I mean, he's great, same vibe as Cal. I mean, very dedicated to their craft, smart, tough, physically, mentally, clearly talented. This is one really good baseball player across the board. Tremendous teammate, very team first, dedicated guy, and just a high character of guys you'll want to meet.
Yeah, absolutely. I really enjoy being around him and watching him play. That is for sure. The look of this team right now, with all the pieces moving in and out, I wanted to highlight a couple of transactions you had to make. Here comes Matt Wieters back into the fold, and Andrew Kisner had to be sent to your extended or your training, which is going on in Springfield. Having Matt Wieters back is something I know you appreciate, having a veteran like that, where Kiz was playing well. I mean, you got a nice depth situation at catcher.
Yeah, I mean, we've got Yachty, clearly, and then Weedy as a similar to Goldie, just a good player, but accepts the role that he is, team-first guy, super smart baseball guy, sees the game well, but also has the ability to communicate it, wants to communicate it. He's one of these guys that helps grow other people and has got some tremendous residual value. Kids took advantage of his opportunities, played pretty well when he got them. With Yachty coming back and Weedy coming back, kind of makes him the odd man out, but did his part and will stay ready on our taxi squad currently and we'll go from there.
To get some pitching depth, Nabil Krizmat was added to the roster as the 29th man. What have you seen from him a little bit? I got to see him pitch a little bit. Was impressed.
Yeah, I mean, he's back on the taxi squad, 29th man for doubleheader, so he's not on the roster today. But, yeah, a guy that looks like a pitch maker and competes and goes about his business the right way.
And that's the move yesterday that you made with Kwon Young Kim going on the IL, and Miller comes back. Krizmat was added as a 29th man for that doubleheader. And then you didn't make any moves at the trade deadline for the second consecutive year, but you're 4-2 since that moment. You're also 4-2 since Waino went the distance. But what does that say about your club as you move forward with your group?
Like our team, I say it all the time. We like our group, and ultimately the trades in the front offices, that's their responsibility, and Mo's really good at it, and you manage the club that we have, and I love the club that we have.
The memorable play of the week, sponsored by Dolan Memory Care Homes. If you have a loved one with dementia that needs a safe place to live, contact Dolan Memory Care Homes. They have no more than 11 residents per household. Visit dolancare.com. Mike, what is your memorable play of the week?
I don't know if it's a play. It's just, Waino's effort last Sunday, the cumulative effort of the complete game.
We're going to close with that, and we appreciate you very much. Thank you for the time and the visit, and good luck tonight against the Cubs.
Thanks, Tom. Have a blessed day.
Here's the play right here.
Here's a long fly ball into left field. That's going to do it. If the Cardinal left fielder can get there, and he does on the move, Carlson makes the catch. And how about Adam Wainwright? What a job. What a job. A complete game. His 24th biggest complete game. And there's our boy Fred Bird. He's waving that victory flag.
Mike Shannon with that call. Coming up at 11:05 after the news, Hall of Famer Dan Dierdorf, John Mozeliak at 11:30, Ron Jacober at 11:45 on KMOX.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.